Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
You're listening to Super Bowl 27 from CBS Radio Sports. Gaynor is in the backfield for the Cowboys along with Emmitt Smith. Back to throw is Aikman on first down. He throws inside the five. Touchdown, another check.
There's a great illustration of Jack.
Everybody in the Dallas camp brags about the accuracy of Aikman.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe Buck. I just wanted to take a second to tell you how excited, beyond excited, I am to come to ESPN and to get to do Monday Night Football. Get to do it with Troy, get to do it with Lisa Salters, with John Perry, the entire crew. And for that guy back there, a young Jack Buck, I can't tell you how many times I went into a Monday Night Football radio booth with he and Hank Stram, and I sat there watching some of the greats to ever broadcast on television go into the Monday Night Football booth, never even thinking that I could end up there, and well, here we are. It's going to be an absolute blast.
It is apparent when Joe Buck calls games that he's at least he's at least second generation. Like, he's been in this, you know, like when someone speaks it as if something is a first language, they've been in it their whole life versus someone who comes to it later. This dude has been walking it and talking it since he's a little kid, obviously.
But which Joe Buck do you like more?
Okay.
Major League Baseball playoff Joe Buck or Monday Night Football Joe Buck?
Oh, that's a good question. Maybe Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I like football.
Maybe
Joe
Monday
Buck.
Night Football Joe Buck. They're both good.
No, I don't. I mean, I do.
Yeah,
but
you,
like
you like baseball Joe Buck better. We should ask him.
I love baseball Joe Buck.
Yeah.
And the reason I love baseball Joe Buck is because his dad.
Yep, Jack Buck.
And knowing Jack, and I also always remember the voice in Anheuser-Busch. That was just like one of us growing.
Yeah,
like
Cardinals
that was just one. That was just one that just made me get goosebumps of hearing Anheuser-Busch. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. It was just like, oh, my God, I want to be that guy one day when I grow up.
I got to tell y'all, man, I'm really – 8:20 p.m. start tonight. I'm stoked about this game just because I feel like I wouldn't be mad if the first season – if the first game of the season turns out to be the last game of the season.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be mad if this were the Super Bowl matchup.
Yeah,
Rams versus Bills, Josh Allen versus Matt Stafford, the swapping of Von Miller from the Rams to the Bills. That defense is now formidable. I'm not mad at the storylines, Key. I'm not mad at the storylines at all.
Yeah, but I want to see the Saints in the NFC, so.
Yeah, because you have a close relative on the team, but what about the rest of us?
I'm with that, too. I'm with the Bills and Saints.
You either with me or you're not, Max. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Like, when you asked the question about Joe Buck, I was thinking, he's not in the bag enough for the Yankees. So I like him better on football. I hear you. And I don't have any relatives on the Yankees. Yeah.
No, baseball Joe Buck is legit.
It is. They're
football,
both legit.
Joe Buck is good, too, though. But baseball was just the Anheuser-Busch. It was just something about it if you are
I know,
a baseball
but
fan.
Baseball, you want the broadcaster to root for your team, right? That's why it's really a local sport. Football, let's ask Joe Buck. ESPN Monday Night Football, Joe Buck. Joe, welcome to the network, to the show, all of that. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm good. I'm good, Max. Hey, guys, good to be on with you. Yeah, that's kind of the bane of the existence of any network national baseball play-by-play guy. When you're there, I watch the Cardinals in St. Louis all the time. And when the Cardinals hit a home run, the play-by-play guy is basically pulling a hamstring. He's so excited calling the home run. When the other team hits a home run, it's sadness. And then we show up in the postseason, and the other team hits a home run, and I'm yelling, and it's gone! Oh, my, the Nationals have tied the game.
Shut up, Joe Buck. Yeah,
and everybody in the other market's going, this guy's a jerk. He hates my team. Well, and it just that's just the way it goes.
Joe, this is what's key. The reason we're even talking about this is because Key asked which Joe Buck. I mentioned, like, when you hear Joe Buck call a game, you realize he speaks this as a first language. He grew up in it, the whole thing, right? Like, because it's, you know, it's natural in a different way for you, I think. And he said, but which Joe Buck do you like better, the baseball Joe Buck or the football Joe Buck? And I said, maybe like the football Joe Buck because of the reason you just discussed. Which Joe Buck do you like better, Joe
Buck?
Yeah,
that's what I want to know, Joe.
I like the stay at home with my kids, Joe
that's
Buck.
That's the best one, right?
That's the best Joe
very
Buck.
Very political answer.
I like
that's
no,
a great
that's
one.
Not politically
no,
correct.
I mean,
that's good.
I get it. I get it. And I experienced that as a fan. You know, I'm a fan of the St. Louis Blues. So when the Blues won the Stanley Cup and the National guys were doing it, I wanted my local guys doing it that I hear all year that I know have the same rooting interest that I have. And you're right. I mean, the NFL is different. There's local, but that's radio. There's no local TV. Every game in baseball is on local TV. And the announcers for each fan base is thinking and rooting and living and dying just like the fans are. So, I mean, doing the actual game, baseball is a blast because there's so much downtime. There's so much time to talk strategy. There's time to goof around. You can talk about who's in the bullpen, who's on the bench, what the manager talked about. It's slow. Football, you've got a play clock, so you've got to do your job and say who made the catch, how many yards, who made the tackle. Troy talks, and now I've got to lead up to the next play. It's all kind of machine gun style, and it's, you know, it's lined up that way. So I like both, but football is just so damn big. I mean, these games are so huge that you do a Super Bowl for 112 million people. There's just nothing in television that compares to that.
No, I get it, but I guess because I'm a baseball fan and I grew up, obviously, your dad, Shannon, and I've been there. I've been in the box. I've heard them. And, so I'm just like the Anheuser-Busch, the whole – it was something special. Even though you guys may have not been the home team, you're still calling it for St. Louis, and I could still hear that. And then you, on the other hand, baseball is boring, right? It's only a handful of announcers that play-by-play guys that could keep my attention. Obviously, Vince Scully was one. Your dad was one. And you could keep my attention in a baseball game. Otherwise, it's just background noise to me. And that's what I was saying to the guys. I'm like, I love Joe Buck calling football, but baseball, it just he makes it exciting for me when it's a boring sport. So that's just my two cent, whatever, you know.
Thank you for saying that. It means a lot. And, yeah, you and I, Key, go back a long way with Tim Shannon, not just Mike Shannon, back in the day at Dodger Stadium and in St. Louis and wherever. So it's good to be on with you guys. And you're right about baseball knows it's got an issue. That's what they're trying to legislate. Getting more action once the inning starts. It's not the overall time of game that's the issue. It's once the inning starts, how much action are you seeing? And that's been severely cut down because of everybody with shift trying to launch the ball, and it's walks, strikeouts, home runs, and it's there's not a lot of activity going on. And they know that, and they're trying to fix that.
Joe, what type of action – as far as a reception goes, that you think Russell Wilson is going to get on Monday night when he goes to Seattle and takes on the Denver Broncos?
I think that's one of the more fascinating parts of week one, especially for us. I mean, we're paid to come there and talk. And when Russell takes the field, the last thing we're going to do is talk, because I can't wait to hear what the reaction is. As you guys know, he was booed when he was shown on the screen at the WNBA game in Seattle. And if there are nostalgic fans who go, hey, all this guy did was get knocked around, get up every time, win. All they did was win. He won a Super Bowl and back the next year were one bad play call away from winning back-to-back. And those are the only, you know, that's the only time they won the Super Bowl was in 2013. There's that faction. And then there's the other side that knows, especially more now with ESPN, the magazine's article that's come out about how he was worried about the MVP award and really orchestrating his exit from Seattle. So it just depends on who wins out. I think there'll be plenty of applause, but I kind of think they'll let him have it a little bit when he takes the field for Denver.
Joe Buck, ESPN Monday Night Football, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Joe, I'm curious about how loaded this division is. You talk about with the Broncos. What's your overall insight on where you think they will finish, obviously with the first-year head coach, a first-year OC, and a Hall of Fame quarterback that's trying to learn a new system?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a good question because the division's so loaded. The Raiders got a lot better by adding Davante Adams. I mean, he's not a look at me guy, but my God, the guy has got stats and was so integral to the success of Aaron Rodgers. I can't believe he got out of Green Bay. And that's another topic. I'm anxious to see how the young guys in Green Bay start the season because Aaron's hard on receivers and they need to earn his trust. And I don't know that they have it right now. So it's going to be, I think, fascinating to watch how that unfolds. But the Raiders got way better. Everybody loves Herbert and the Chargers and the defensive additions they made. And then there's Kansas City. I think they won the division six straight years. And until somebody knocks them off the pedestal, they're still the Kansas City Chiefs. Even without Tyreek Hill, they still have Kelsey. They still obviously have Mahomes. So I think Denver's got the most to prove, even with Wilson. They've got the biggest gap to make up. And you could make the case that they still may be fourth best in that division, even after making that blockbuster trade to get Russell Wilson. Now, if they come out hot and they look like, you know, they look like the Seahawks did 5 years ago, then it's a different story. But they have to get out there and do it before anybody is willing to hand them anything.
Joe, myself and Pete Carroll are very optimistic about the Seahawks this season. Have you seen anything that makes you excited about their future? Because my two guys there, they think I'm a joke for liking the Seahawks.
Well, I mean, obviously they have a big hole at the most important position. And Geno Smith is not the long-term answer. He may not be the short-term answer, and we'll see, you know, how he and Drew Lock get through the season. Forever, I thought it was going to be Garoppolo up there somehow, some way. But I like all the other pieces there. That's kind of the interesting thing, is that they trade Russell Wilson. Yeah, they get five draft picks and you know, they get players on top of that. But they are kind of built to win now. And they don't have, I don't think, the quarterback that's going to get them there. But they've got two great receivers. They added the tight end, which wouldn't have come without the trade. And I like their running backs. If Penny can stay healthy, their offensive line is better. Jordan Brooks is a rising star in the middle of their defense. They don't have Bobby Wagner anymore. They're a little thin in the secondary, and I think that could be an Achilles heel. But they've got a lot of pieces that you like. I just don't know that in that division with the Rams sitting there that they have an opportunity with the quarterbacks they have to win the division.
All right, Joe, a lot of hype around the Bills. Obviously, odds-on favorite for Josh Allen to win MVP. So much going on with this team, the addition of Von Miller. Do you think they are worthy of the hype, and will they live up to the expectations of what the standards the public has for them this season?
Well, I mean, you think about that divisional game against Kansas City, and, you know, by all rights, they had that game won. I still can't believe they lost that game, and it got into overtime with the Chiefs going down the field with, what, 13 seconds to tie it? I mean, it's just crazy. So, I think they're worthy of that hype. I think Josh Allen is everything you want in a quarterback, both on and off the field. I think he loves being in Buffalo, and they love him there. Talent-wise, they're loaded. I think they are clearly the best team in the AFC East. And then whoever comes out of that AFC West, I think, is going to be a tough team to beat. But I think they're worthy of the hype. And then, as you guys know, you have to go out there and do it. So we'll see. But, that game tonight with Buffalo and L.A., that's my Super Bowl pick for each conference months from now. We'll see if that means anything in a few weeks.
Well, Joe Buck, it is great to have you as a teammate now here at ESPN. Thanks a million for the time, brother.
All right, thanks, Max. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. All right, Joe.
Joe Buck, ESPN Monday Night Football. Key, Are you really sold on Seattle? Have you talked yourself into Seattle somehow?
So. It's disturbing.
Look, you heard Joe Buck. He said the one piece, right? That's it. Just the one piece is at the quarterback spot. They got everything else that might be a win-now team. I'm looking at what they were when they first acquired Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson wasn't Russell Wilson when he first got there. So that's how I look at the Seahawks.
But the difference is now they got two guys who will never be Russell Wilson when they
first get there. You don't know that, though. You
really
don't
Keek,
know that.
Come on. Russell Wilson,
you
one
don't
of the best
know that.
Deep balls in the league.
You,
is his
you
ability
don't
to
know
escape.
That for sure, Max, that Geno Smith can't do some stuff with Pete Carroll. You don't know that.
You may have played 11 years in the NFL, but do you know how much fantasy football I've played?
Oh,
really?
God.
How could you say I don't know that with all the fantasy football and the stats that I've
this guy
I watched
here?
Geno last year.
How much
pass.
Madden?
I watched him last year, too.
I know you did.
You're going to pass because he can't? Is that what you're saying?
I watched him last year and probably came away with the same thoughts you came away with.
Yeah. Jay just got more gains on that pass than Geno did all last year.
Jeez.
Yeah, right. But
got a million of them.
Yeah,
I hope they win the damn division.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is brought to you by O'Reilly. You wear this, Jay? Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. They're close, convenient, and known for guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
The situation could be Dak Prescott on steroids. Remember we talked about Dak's contract for like 2 years? Well, this could drag out. I don't think it's a slam dunk that they're going to get something done.
I don't see why he would take less. As long as he's willing to push this thing out, there's no reason why you should give them any sort of discount.
He's a baller. He wants to go out there and play regardless. But, you know, this could get tricky over the next few months.
Lamar Jackson has set a Friday deadline to suspend talks on a deal extension. But why listen to me when you can hear it from him?
As of right now, you know, we're still talking. You know, the week's not over yet, but soon, probably be a deadline, probably be cut off after this week.
Well, when you say deadline, you know, after this week, are we talking, you know, kickoff, or are we talking, you know,
kickoff,
Friday,
I would
Saturday?
Not, kickoff, I would not be talking about a contract.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking straight Jets. Around kickoff time.
So as far as a deadline in your
the
mind?
The end of this week, Friday.
Friday. How much closer do you feel now as opposed to when you started this process, maybe at the beginning of training camp or the last few weeks? How much closer do you feel now toward a potential agreement?
I have no clue. You know, you have to ask the guy who I'm talking to. I'll talk to the gym about that.
All right, look, it doesn't sound to me like he's going to hold out. It doesn't sound to me like he's bluffing. It sounds to me like Lamar Jackson, I know it's a very different sport, but is about to pull an Aaron Judge. Yankees offered him 215, give or take. He 212 and a half. He was thinking they're like 100 million off. Nope. And guess what? It's going to cost them 350, maybe 400 now if they want to keep him. Lamar Jackson, I think the number right now, Key, to get it done, I'll bet you anything, the number's 250 guaranteed, right? They don't want to do it. Okay, fine. They figure, what do we have to lose? Seems to me like he's just going to ride this thing out and play. That's what it sounds like, Key.
Yeah, he might ride it out and play. But look, here's the problem that I have. Why would you, if the number is 250 that he's looking for, and they're at, let's call it 220. I'm not getting ready to try and play another year to go to another $30 million, man. I'm not doing that.
But if I'm the Ravens, if I'm at 220, I'm thinking, all right, he needs to beat Deshaun Watson. Would you take 231? If I'm already at 220, if they are there, here's another $11 million. Let's get this done.
Yeah, that's the team, but that ain't him. The team is trying to wait you out. The team want to pay you as the least amount of money as possible. That's what they're looking to do. They're trying to give you the least amount of as money as possible, so they're going to wait it all the way to the end. Is he willing to wait to the end?
I think he is.
To me, this just feels like Lamar Jackson does not feel valued. Now, I know there's two different types of conversations we can have, but let's look at one bucket. I watched Deshaun Watson get 230 guaranteed. Guaranteed. Unprecedented and an anomaly. I understand that. But wow, for having all those open civil cases at that time, getting rewarded that way, okay. I watched Kyler Murray. Everything that came out around his leadership, the lack of durability, I watched him get 160 guaranteed. Okay, like, I might want that, Keith. Now, that might not be realistic, but even if I want to play this year and get my $23 million, if you want to franchise tag me, let's let the balloon keep going up. I can't knock him for betting on himself.
Forget Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson. Those deals bring the market down, right?
Yeah.
Or Deshaun Watson. Yeah. Those bring if you're Lamar Jackson, we were talking about this earlier, I'm thinking here I am in the AFC North. Pittsburgh don't really have a quarterback like that, right? Here are the teams that do. Cleveland, who just paid that dude $230 guaranteed. Joe Burrow's coming up as the cap is going up. He might beat that. And I'm supposed to be sitting here a month younger than Joe Burrow. How many MVP awards does Joe Burrow have? Because I got one. How many MVP awards does Deshaun Watson have? And how much trouble have I been in? None. So hold on. I'm going to be sitting here of the three top-notch quarterbacks in my own division. Why am I getting paid less than everyone else? That doesn't make any sense.
I'm with you. I mean, look, it's not what I would do. It's not what I would do. I would do something different. But once again, his value has only gone up.
We keep saying his value is only going up, is going up, is going up. Are we sure?
Well, Keith, from last year, he made $100 million.
Yeah,
last year, people were telling him to sign.
He wasn't going to sign last year.
No, but had he signed.
But had he signed.
He was never going to sign last year, though.
I understand, but had he signed. We're talking about it. Had he signed.
Had he taken my advice, your advice, you better take that
money.
Nothing
was even offered to him last year. Nothing was even being negotiated last year because they had the fifth-year option. So there was nothing to even talk about in terms of $100, $102 million, $120, nothing at all. So that becomes a moot point as far as a year ago. You're at a point now, though, where two other offers have come in, right? Deshaun Watson, Kyler Murray. They've all come in, and Russell Wilson. So three money deals have come in since last year at the quarterback spot that he's in line with. You're going to certainly pay him more than Kyler Murray. Do you set a precedent if you Baltimore Ravens and get up to where Deshaun is at? Whatever Cleveland decided to do has nothing to do with the Ravens. What Cincinnati decides to do with Joe Burrow has nothing to do with the Ravens.
I hear that. I think it's a good point. And probably a lot of owners putting pressure on them, don't do it and everything. You know, let's get this under control. You know what's crazy, though?
Let's
we sit here.
Under control.
And we sit. You know it's true. We sit here and we're like, man, take that money. And I get it's life-changing for labor. And athletes are labor, not ownership, right? But the bottom line is, could you imagine, hey, he made an extra $100 million minimum by waiting, not signing it last year. Yeah, but what's the difference? $100 million, you know, it's like. Could you imagine one of these owners being told, don't cut that deal for an extra $100 million. What's the difference? Just make $100 million on this deal, not $200 million. The owner would be like, what are you, crazy? You count my money? Of course I want the extra $100 million. And it means less to them than to the player, right? Like, we're so quick to be like, hey, you know what? You're lucky just to even. Why? You're playing a child's game. You're lucky to be getting paid anything at all. Man, this is the payday that he worked his whole life for. Like, this is it right now.
Got prayer hands emoji. A lot of those right now because I just don't want him to get injured. But if he doesn't get injured, I think he's going to make himself more money.
I agree.
I get it, Jay. I can't.
I feel you,
can't risk the
I feel you.
I can't risk. Yeah. I can't. Yeah. 200 to get to 2. I can't do it.
Yeah. It's
to
not
really. 230, 240. I cannot.
In other words, Key would purchase on a $200 million contract, Key would buy a $30 million insurance policy, right? Like, wait, you tell me I got to give up 30 to get the 200 guaranteed, I'm going to take that. I get it. What will be the biggest hurdle for the Rams, who play tonight, play the presumptive favorites to win the Super Bowl tonight? What is it going to take for them to get back to the Super Bowl?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Bills are the Super Bowl betting favorites at about 6-1 across all sports books. Two major reasons for that. One, they have the highest power rating. So that means on a neutral field, they'd be favored over every other team, which is kind of evident on opening night. Buffalo laying 2.5 on the road against the defending champs. Two, they also theoretically have an easier path to the one seed and thus home field advantage in the playoffs. The next three AFC teams in terms of Super Bowl odds are all in the AFC West: Chiefs, Chargers, and Broncos. So the thought process is it will be very tough for any of those teams to finish with a better record than Buffalo.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, and you can hear us anywhere. Take us with you. Pop the headphones on, the AirPods, whatever you got, earbuds, whatever they're called. Take us with you, not miss a thing. You get to where you're going, you don't have to worry about keeping the car running. Just get us on the app. DeMarco Farr, ESPN 710 LA. That's a great radio station. Key and I both worked there for years. Former Rams defensive tackle with us now. What's going on, DeMarco?
Hey. What's happening, man? You sounded like Bill Belichick. You know, AirPods, earbuds, face tubes.
Face tubes. Wait, it's not called face tube? Hey, DeMarco, what are the expectations for the Rams this season?
Super Bowl. Absolutely. It's not about running it back. It's not about repeating. It's just about getting to another Super Bowl, like any other team in the National Football League. I had a great conversation with Bobby Wagner at training camp, and I asked him, you know, what's your approach to defending or trying to repeat? And he says, it's not the mindset of repeating. It's just like any other team. We're trying to get back to or get to the Super Bowl so they can win it. So I would say just with all 32 teams, winning the Super Bowl is the ultimate goal for the LA Rams.
DeMarco, can he still play, Bobby Wagner?
Oh, absolutely. Key, man, it's amazing. And, you know, when you talk to guys, you watch them from afar, and you start to see a decline in the team or in production, and you think it's them. And then when you actually get into the conversation, you find out it's less them and more what was going on in that locker room or in that organization. So think about what happened to Seattle, man, over the last 5 years, how they're hemorrhaging some of their great players. And then Russell Wilson makes the exit. There's a lot going on there, but day one, watching Bobby Wagner work, I'm thinking he's only going to be a two-down linebacker. Oh, no, this is the guy you can keep in on third down. This is the guy that can blitz. This is the guy that can cover. And he's already mastered the defense to the point where he's a defensive captain, and he just got here. So absolutely, Bobby Wagner can still play.
What will be the biggest hurdle for them outside of getting back to the Super Bowl, outside of health?
Offensive line, Coleman Shelton is going to make his first start, or he's going to be the starter at right guard. He made some spot starts last year, did really well, but he's a 300-pounder that plays a little bigger. He's replacing Austin Corbett, who took a bigger deal, I think, to go to Carolina, so we'll watch that. Joseph Noteboom is taking over for Andrew Whitworth at left tackle. I mean, that's an issue. You can't replace an Andrew Whitworth, not just athletically. The guy was a leader on the football team, but Joseph Noteboom has been his understudy for about 3 years. He's ready for prime time. Let's see if he can handle the bright lights.
DeMarco, we had a conversation about a week ago about Key went through his rankings for top 10 players in the league. I didn't have Cooper Kupp on there, and we kind of got into a deeper conversation about last year kind of being a standout year. Obviously, it was a breakout year, triple crown for him, historic season. Do you think that Cooper Kupp is a top 10 player in this league? And what do you think he needs to do in order to follow up in a historic season last year?
Absolutely. Well, how many other receivers were on that list?
There were no other receivers on Key's list.
Oh, no receivers on
no
that.
No receivers
top 10.
On Key's list.
No, Key doesn't value receivers, apparently.
Well, I mean, Key's a receiver, so he's hard. But, I mean, I would put Cooper Kupp on my top 10 because, you know, I know there's a lot of talk about Matthew Stafford. There's plenty of talk about Sean McVay. But in reality, this offense runs through Cooper Kupp, run and pass. I mean, he is the focal point of the offense, either how you move him, getting those matchups in the passing game, or how you can move him around and how he can block certain guys like defensive ends just as well as he blocks corners. So he is just that important to a Super Bowl winning offense. So I would definitely put him in my top 10. You know, maybe this year. And he's bigger, stronger, faster. He's got a bigger, taller receiver, a partner in crime in Allen Robinson this year. So maybe this year he might make some of those wow plays that, you know, bring the media, bring the attention with his production. But, yeah, I would definitely put him in my top 10.
So you want to know why he wasn't in the top 10, though, DeMarco?
Well, yeah, no receivers are there. So that, I think that's fair.
No,
but go ahead.
No receivers are there. But are you taking him over Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Big Trent Wood? Like, are you taking him over the quarterbacks? Taking him over Aaron Donald,
positional value.
Are you
value,
taking him over
words.
Trent Williams? Like it doesn't. You're not taking him over the guys that was on that top 10 list as the top 10 players in the National Football League.
I would never take a receiver or a position player over a top flight quarterback. Period. End of story. I'm with you on that. And when you have a left tackle like Trent Williams that dominates the game,
Aaron Donald, Micah Parsons.
Yeah, that average quarterback just a bit better because, you know, of how well that guy blocks. Absolutely. Aaron Donald is on my top 10 list. But at some point, I got to sneak Cooper Kupp in there because, you know, go back to that Super Bowl. Outside of what Aaron Donald did, Odell Beckham Jr. goes down. It's just basically Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp out there versus the Cincinnati defense, and they found a way to get it done. So both of those guys are on a different level, but I would definitely have to slide Cooper Kupp in on my top 10 list. Yeah, he's good.
The argument for Cooper Kupp is everyone knows what's coming, and he's still getting it done. He still does it. He puts up all – everyone knows what it's going to be, and he still does it. To me, that's the mark of an unstoppable receiver. However, whatever the impressions are, he gets it done. That is DeMarco Farr, ESPN, 710 LA. Man, I loved working at 710. I had such a good time there. Thank you, DeMarco. Appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Talk
and
to you
keep
soon.
The ribs out of the damn oven.
I'm hanging up on you now, Keith.
I remember that one. You know, I forgot about that till you
who
just
barbecue,
said it, Keith.
Who barbecues ribs in the oven?
Me. Well, they wouldn't be barbecued. Seattle folks. See, you went to school in Southern California. You don't know what it was like in Washington. Come on now. Overcome and adapt.
It's not barbecue if it's in the oven, though. It's just baked, you know?
Max, you're on my side. Come on, man.
Why am I? I don't know. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's not barbecue.
You set us back a little bit, but DeMarco, have fun at the game tonight.
All right, there he is.
Okay, man. Thanks.
Set us back, Jay.
Is this the year that the Bills finally put it all together? The odds makers think so.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
First, by the way, I can't think of a better way to start the season. I'm trying to think of any matchup. If I had to force to rank the matchups, like order of preference, like you have like ranked voting right now, I think this would be number one, guys. I think I would rather see this tonight than any other matchup. If you're talking about one team from the AFC, one team from the NFC.
It's going to be a dud.
No, thanks.
I get more excited about the AFC matchups than I do against the AFC versus the NFC.
Okay, but if you had to do a matchup that could potentially be a Super Bowl preview, what else would you take? Is it Bucks versus someone, or Green Bay versus someone, or is it New Orleans versus someone?
I would like to see New Orleans versus Kansas City.
That'd be good, but not as good as
Bills,
this. Bills,
New
think.
Orleans.
I think there'd be a lot of hype around like Green Bay, obviously because Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, if you had Green Bay and Kansas City, you get Mahomes and Rodgers, right? If you have Brady against, you know, any one
Brady,
of them.
I'm Brady out. I've seen Brady 11 times.
What about Bucks Chargers?
So you I'm Brady out.
Justin Herbert versus the old guy versus the
young guy. I'm Brady out.
I'm done.
All right.
I can't. What other story am I going to tell?
Lamar Jackson, Ravens versus
Saints.
Yeah, Ravens Saints. There you go.
Yeah. You could tell that story.
Yep.
Two Heisman guys, yep. Black quarterbacks, mm-hmm. A redemption story for Jameis Winston coming back off his knee.
But I still wouldn't say it's as good as this one. The defending champs against the odds-on favorites.
I would love to see the Cardinals in the Super Bowl just because Key picked them to finish the last. In their
I got news for you. You ain't going to see him in the Super Bowl.
I was just about to say, Jay. Well, I don't care because you ain't going to see him in the
Super
Bowl.
That's why I said I would love.
And
it's about what I can hope for. I don't care what your expert opinion says. Say what I would love.
Well, look, here's what I would tell you, Jay.
Look.
Why don't you go out to Arizona and go to their facility and tell them what I said and see if they make it to the Super Bowl based on what you told them I said.
AJ, you know who has hardwood floors? Cliff Kingsbury. Yeah. What a crib.
Hardwood floors.
What a crib.
I just want to know, do you bake your ribs in the oven? And what are you eating tonight as you're watching the game?
Cliff Kingsbury's pad was so fresh. All those other GMs and stuff and the coaches, they were looking during the pandemic, you're like, yeah, during the draft, yeah, I'm good. Then you saw Cliff Kingsbury, like, damn.
See, Key, I'm not eating during the game,
crib
Key.
Looked like
it looked like what? I don't even remember Belichick's crib.
Looked like something from Archie Bunker.
It's 5:20 for you for the game, so you're eating dinner. I've already had dinner. Mm. Game's 8:30 for me. Mm. I'm done. I'm in bed.
Yeah.
So you're not watching.
I'm watching the game in bed for sure. Yeah, I got to go to sleep.
I've already eaten dinner.
And I'm gonna
really
8:30.
It's 8:30 on the East Coast. We got to get up at 4 in the morning.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Monday is a great day for a parlay.
You cannot play if you don't listen to what I'm saying. Money.
This is the Monday Parlay on Thursday.
Where we do the parlays here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. Or your smart speakers, by the way, or the ESPN app, which I can't recommend highly enough for listening to this show. Take us anywhere. Presented by Progressive Insurance. The way we do the parlays here on KJM is we each take one leg of a three-leg parlay, right? So, Jay, let's start with you. The Buffalo Bills are 2.5-point favorites at Los Angeles.
It's like a pick 'em.
No, no, no. On the road, they're the favorites.
Okay.
So that's they're saying they're 5.5 points if they were at home, and on a neutral field, they'd also be favorites, right? Yeah. So
odds on from fans.
So what do you what, let's what? Kick off what? The parlay. What do you, what's your first bet? You do the first bet.
I'm going with the over under 52. I'm taking the over. I think these are both two prolific offenses. I think you're going to see Matthew Stafford kind of dispel this whole. My elbow is hurt, even though he got, you know, a procedure, quote unquote, at the end of the season. And I see Josh Allen and company really kicking off where they were last year. I mean, both teams rank in the top 8 in points per game. I got over 52.
Key, you got – oh, no, it's me. Next leg of the parlay is me.
Come on.
I was going to take the under on Matthew Stafford's total passing yards because I figure it's 274.5. It's a high number. And they're going to run the ball, and you know everyone's expecting such a high-scoring game, but I thought, you know, what about the elbow and this and that? But then Adam Schefter reported today, he's saying the elbow is feeling better than it was at the same point last year. He won the Super Bowl last year, threw for over 4,800 yards, which averages over 274.5 a game. And then if it is a high-scoring game, and you know, like you're going to have to throw the ball, but beyond that, Key, then you got Tre'Davious White not playing because he's hurt. So that's their best corner. So I'm going to take the over. I'm switching from under to over on total passing yards, 274.5, Matt Stafford. What do you got, Key?
Stephon Diggs, over 68 yards in this game. I don't think Jalen Ramsey travels with him. I think Raheem Morris is smart enough to know that in certain downs and distance, maybe you do some things to Stephon Diggs. But for the most part, you're not going to travel Jalen Ramsey with him. You're just going to play base defense in the secondary and allow the chips to fall where they may. Now, he'll get the higher number because they're going to be behind. They're going to have to throw, and that's how he'll get over to 68.
All right, so there you have it.
Yeah, Jay.
The parlay is Jay's taking the over on total points, 52. I'm taking the over on Stafford's passing yards, 274.5. And Key is taking the over on Stephon Diggs' total receiving yards, 68.5. That's our parlay.
How much
parlay.
Money are you putting down laying on that, though, Jay and Max?
Well, you can lay as much as you want. What's the show laying? It's a parlay, so the show would have to lay a number,
yeah,
right?
What do you got, Shannon? What are we doing?
I'm going to have to take out a loan.
Hold on one second.
I'm
going to take out a loan.
Let me look.
What are we doing?
Well, listen, Yates is the one who plays the parlays. What is this parlay worth, Yates, you think?
I mean, you don't put down a lot for parlays. That's the whole point of doing
right.
a parlay.
Right, you get a high payoff.
My guess would be like 10 would bring back like 40.
So you're getting 4-1 on this?
Yeah, something like that.
So what would we bet on this?
I'm probably going to throw like 10, 15. I might throw 20 on. I might add an extra leg. I might add an anytime touchdown from Josh Allen. You know, who knows?
Jay, what would you put on this? You're a working man. You know the value of money. Humble beginnings, blue collar. Man. What would you put on this?
New floors.
50.
50.
How about you, Key? What are you betting?
I don't really. Yeah, I have to figure out what I'm gonna put down.
Yeah.
Just because.
Check my bank account and my.
I got to see what I'm working with.
Yeah.
I just do. I got to see what I'm working with, Jay. I'll probably put down a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, $5 for me. Putting in $5.
Yeah, a couple hundred, just because.
You got to make it work for you, Key. You got to see
what's
up. You got to make it work
for you now. But I'm trying to eat too, though. So if I'm only betting $5, I ain't really going to be able to eat.
Yeah, it's not exciting, right?
I need to be able to get the fish, the branzino with the head, and, you know, I can chop it up. Oh, yeah. I need to be able
to eat.
He'll
debone that fast.
With the butter knife?
With the butter knife. I ain't even got it.
Yeah, you ever see someone debone a fish like that?
That's yeah, he was with us.
Rich
Max.
Thing
yeah.
I've ever seen in my life. You know, like, oh, I'll take the butter knife and make this joint look like a Tom and Jerry fish. I'm like, I'm done.
So check this out, though. The other night, I was at dinner with a friend who's a doctor. He's a surgeon. And he ordered a branzino. And it came fully, the whole deal had to be filleted. They didn't fillet the table side for him. They didn't do that. And he was like, well, how the hell am I going to eat? I said, man, give me a fork and knife. I broke that thing down. He looked at me. He was like, how did you learn how to do that?
Tom
said,
and Jerry
the same
style.
Thing you do when you cut things up.
That's like the alley cat and Tom and Jerry. Just
the head
and the tad bones, the whole skeleton of the fish.
You love that story.
Because I wish I could do it. You should see when I get a fish like that. It's such a mess. I'm picking bones out of my teeth. It's the worst.
On the football side, who y'all got winning tonight? By how much?
I'm going to take the Rams, and I think they win by 10.
By 10?
By 10.
Rams will win by a field goal. End of the game. Yeah.
I've taken it. I
late
say they
in the
win
fourth
by
quarter.
10.
I'll
take the Bills to cover.
Bills to cover. You know what's funny? The odds makers like the Bills,
the
FPI likes the Rams. What's that, Keith?
The guy will call back in and say, see, I told you, you're a Rams fan.
Yeah.
Well, this is proof.
Wait, I just want everybody to know Molly walked in and said, oh, Key, we're still wearing Armani Exchange.
Yeah,
oh, don't worry. We got them for the same thing.
It's a sweatshirt. What I don't understand.
Molly was in elementary school in 2010.
We're getting
so.
The same stuff, yeah. Molly. You're getting the same stuff.
I don't understand what the problem is with Armani Exchange. I don't understand that. And Molly's one to talk.
Molly just said that must have been a free sweatshirt.
Molly might look like a banana today.
Molly got style in class.
Yo,
Key,
you need to exchange that sweatshirt.
Yeah, exchange it. Just pick Armani next time, not the exchange.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. Yes. Taking fashion tips from any of you three, I'm in trouble.
I'm a well-dressed gentleman.
Molly might look like a now, later, and anything.
Molly, Key just said you might look like a now and later or anything. He said he's not taking fashion advice from you.
Yeah. Well,
Molly's like considered a fashion player.
That's what I'm saying.
I know women tune in to see like what Molly's going to be wearing, how she's going to do her hair, the whole
thing. What women tune in?
I have been told by a woman that she tunes into
every day.
She don't
to
know
first
what she
take to
at.
See what Molly's good. Like, she always has a different hairstyle, different thing on. Yeah. Yeah.
Doing a lot for nothing.
Armani Exchange.
Say, man, you're not going to keep on bashing my Armani Exchange, Jay Will.
Next thing you know, you'll be wearing Gap tomorrow.
No,
Gap.
Abercrombie or
Abercrombie.
What's the other one?
Sorry, Kanye worked with Gap now. You know, it's all good.
No, I can't fit Gap no more. I forgot the other ones I used to wear.
They still got the Gap.
Ain't nothing wrong with Armani Exchange. Y'all some haters.
Some things never change, man. You go to school, your boys get on you. You got to be, man, y'all some haters. You be 50 years old, your boys still gigging on what you're wearing to school.
Hey, look, you lucky I don't play football no more. Because if y'all had said that to me, I said, well, that ain't what you never mind.
Back tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern.
Perfect.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.